A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 26th, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the increase of the number of women entrepreneurs at the International Trade Fair currently underway in Bulawayo. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly to 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
As you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai.
On the internet, Ebulenjini, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 and join in the conversation right away. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the increase in the number of women entrepreneurs at the International Trade Fair currently underway in Bulawayo. What are your views on the issue?
And the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair says it has registered 40% increase in exhibitor numbers this year in comparison to last year. ZITF Chairperson Ruth Ncube told reporters that there was a massive surge in the numbers of exhibitors, both local and foreign. A total of 495 direct exhibitors are participating at this year's fair, which 40% more than the 356 who took part in last year's exhibition.
And a star also running concurrently with the exhibition are business conferences. Speaking at a business conference today, the Commissioner General of the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, ZIMRA, said taxpayers owe the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority $4.2 billion. And a number of individuals as well as business entities that are supposed to pay tax are not complying. And the trade fair started on Monday this week and is expected to be officially opened by President Emmerson Mnangagwa tomorrow. This year's edition of the trade fair is running under the theme Sustainable Industrial Development, Inclusive, Competitive, Collaborative. A huge theme there, Esther.
That's interesting. And you can see that there's growing confidence in the government is also believed to have seen countries such as the United Arab Emirates making their maiden appearance at ZITF, while several traditional exhibitors from SADC, North Africa, Middle East, and Europe returned. The perennial participants at ZITF 2018 include Botswana, China, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Kenya, Germany, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, and South Africa.
And let's take a look at a video that we have, at, you know, of the, you know, people from ZITF actually talking about the event. Let's go over to ZITF.
2018 has been kicked off this morning. The 59th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair kicked off this morning on a very lively note as we welcomed the arrival of the majority of our stakeholders, including exhibitors, visitors, and delegates. This year's show has seen us witness a surge in exhibitor numbers, with 40% more exhibitors having booked space compared to last year's closing total of 356. Exhibitors continue to make a last-minute bid for exhibition space, with some sending communication that they are still on their way. This morning saw the bulk of our stakeholders descend on the exhibition center at the same time, causing a few bottlenecks in the registration and access systems, but were pleased to report that by mid-morning the bulk of the participants had been attended to. In terms of the outlook of our show, exhibits have been arranged as follows. Hall 1, building construction, home improvement, engineering, agriculture equipment, and energy. Hall 3, tourism and travel, education, and training. Hall 4, is printing, packaging, stationery, ICT, and financial services.
That the mouth was Ruth Ncube. She's actually the chairperson of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. She's speaking to business people. She's speaking to reporters in one of the meetings at the ZITF.
What I'm also finding interesting, Star, is the composition of high-powered women sitting right there in front of her. I think you were mentioning that also the director, I think, or the manager is also a woman.
Yes, actually, she's... No, Matemba Ndlovu, mm-hmm. Yes, she's also, we have a female, and also Stella Nkomo, she's the public relations officer of the ZITF. They are busy at the trade fair right now. There are many events that are taking place. Mm-hmm. I hope we'll have them in our show.
Yes, but it's interesting to see how we are having these high-powered women running the ZITF.
Yes.
And this year also, Star, we're seeing the participation of non-traditional organizations like the Sexual Rights Center, which this year is running a campaign on safe sex and HIV prevention. I spoke to the spokesperson of the organization, Moja Moekela, who said he was not in Bulawayo, but he said his organization is encouraging everyone coming to the trade fair to remember the United Nations mandate for all nations of ending AIDS by the year 2030. He said, quote unquote, it is very important and everyone's responsibility to make sure that AIDS is ended by 2030, he added. What are your views on the issue?
Yeah, kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhla siseZimbabwe International Trade Fair yenzakala khona leKwaBulawayo lapho okuthe gwaqa khona iziphathamandla zamabhizimusi kanye lezamanye amazwe bezobona okubukiswayo. Siyakwazi ukuthi lo ngumkhosi weminyaka yonke, kodwa okwehlukileyo ngalumnyaka ukuthi abaqoqa lombuthano bathi bona ukugcwele kakhulu ababuyileyo ukuzotshengisa impahla zabo. Ndizabakwazi ukuthi njengoba lo ungumbukiso ophatha kakhulu ezentuthuko kanye le economy eyelizwe, abaningi babengala siqiniseko sokuthi eleZimbabwe njengoba umumo womnotho walo ubhidlika kambe kukhona okungaphuma kuwe na. Manje abanye bathi kathesi njengoba sokulo hulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa mhlawumbe yikho kube labantu abaningi, ngoba kuthiwa isilinganiso esingamachumi amane ekhulwini 40% ukukhuphuka kwenani labantu ababuyileyo kuzotshengisa impahla zabo. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uvule ngokusemthethweni umbukiso lo owamabhizimusi, kodwa umongameli Mnangagwa yena uzawuvula kusasa ngokusemthethweni. Njalo usefikile kwaBulawayo, simbonile sehla kundizamtshina kuJoshua Mqabungo Nkomo Airport ehlangabezwa nguye umnumzana Chiwenga kanye lesiphathamandla khona ngale kwaBulawayo. Njalo sinanzelela ukuthi phakathi kwabantu bonke laba ababukisayo bakhona abesifazane abaningi, njalo besikhuluma lokuthi sithemba sizaba kuhlelo sithemba bazabuya abesifazane abaphetheyo lapha e-trade fair. Unkosikazi Nomathemba Ndlovu yena nguye umanager we-ZITF. Njalo simbonile ekhuluma unkosikazi Ruth Ncube ngumgcini sihlalo. Njalo sithemba unkosikazi Stella Nkomo yena ophethe ezokwethulwa kwembiko la isizaba layo kuhlelo. Siyake sikhulume labo kubona lo msakazo njalo bafisa ukukhuluma kodwa bathi bamatasatasa lamuhla ngoba kugcwele abantu okumele bekhulume labo baleziphatha amandla kuba le mhlangano khona le trade fair nxa abanye abantu sebesukile kodwa kabe lokhe kule mhlangano eseleni okuningi lizasiza lithulela khona khonapha kuhlelo asihluzeni bomama kodwa singayikhatshana asizweni unkosikazi noMathemba Nkomo yena ke enguye umanager weZITF esichasisela ukuthi kwenzakalani kwelombuthano.
Umbukiso walonyaka weZITF uqale namhlanje ngendlela encomekayo kakhulu njalo samukele amakhulu namakhulu awabantu abazobukisa impahla yabo. Siqathanisa lomnyaka odlulileyo inani labantu ababukisayo walonyaka ikhwele ngesilinganiso esingamathumi amane ekhulwini. Silokho sihlamukela abantu ngoba belokhu besithinta akade bebabhalisana ukuthi sebefuna ukubukisa nawo. Kusasa umsekeli kamongameli uRetired General Constantino Chiwenga ukhangelelwe ukuthi avule umhlangano wabosomabhizinisi ozakhangela indaba ezisebhudwini kuleli. Umbukiso walonyaka uzavulwa okusemthethweni ngumongameli wahulumeni uComrade uEmerson Mnangagwa ngolwesihlanu. Njalo sinxusa uZulu wakoBulawayo ukuthi aze azozibonela okuzakusebenza nawo.
That there was ZITF General Manager noMathemba Ndlovu. She's saying what we've been saying here because we got the information from her about the exhibitors, the high yes. number, and but that was before the opening by Mr. Chiwenga. Now that she's also announcing that is the one who's going to be opening, so that was before. But otherwise, lizwile lapho egcizelela unkosikazi noMathemba Ndlovu ngokwenzakala embokiseni we-trade fair. Yes, singakayi ke kumavela silapha lichathisele okwenzakalayo ngesishona. Asilaleleni njalo abanye abake bakhuluma ngombokiso lo abesifazana. Kwakulabanye abahambe kweminye imbuthano okwaqala kwakhulunywa khona labesifazana ngokuthi baqhube njani amabhizinisi. Asizweni ukuthi bathini kulomunye wesilisa khonapho.
Usamukele amakhulu lamakhulu awabantu abazobukisa impahla yabo. Siqathanisa lomnyaka owedlulileyo, inani labantu ababukisayo walonyaka likhwele ngesilinganiso esingamathumi amane ekhulwini. Silokhe sisamukela abantu ngoba balokhe besithinta ababengakabhalisi ukuthi sebefuna ukuzobukisa labo. Sinxusa uZulu wakoBulawayo ukuthi aze azozibonela okuzabe kusenzakala.
Umbukiso walonyaka ukhanya ungcono mangi uqathanisa lo mnyaka odluleyo ngoba siziyo labo abayibo abasiqoqela lo mbuso abeZITF besithi abantu abatshengisayo lonyaka baningi okuthiwa increase nge 40%. Lamanye ama-companies akade engekho ngomnyaka ophelileyo siwabone ebuyile. Singazi kumbe i-new dispensation leyo kumbe yini kodwa ngingathi umbukiso walonyaka ukhanya ungcono ikakhulu ngikhangele i-wall number 4 eyevele enkulu njalo yandisa ukuthi kugcwale abantu ababebukisa bevela emazweni atshiyeneyo. Ngibone kuphithizelwa.
Hayi, ngiyibona imi kahle kulento eziningi kakhulu. Kuyatshengisela ukuthi it's live, kuyajabulisa. Sifunda into eziningi and we think other organizations and companies that were no longer there are coming eminyakeni edlulileyo and now the people are here. There is so much to learn.
Njengabomama kuningi esikutholileyo lapha. Besibuza siluthi kanti lathi ku-new dispensation lay singaba involved njani but hayi kucacile ukuthi even kuma special economic zones lathi singabomama silalilungelo siyakulakho lathi ukuthi sibe involved silakho lathi ukuthi sithole imisebenzi njengabomama labantwa bethu futhi thina nje siyabe siikakhulu sikhala ngabantwa bethu ukuthi hayi engavuleka ama special economic zones lawa asimsebenze zabakhona labantwana abazathola imisebenzi.
Lapho ke sizwe abade bekhuluma bese trade fair mavelase begcizelela konke lokho ebesixoxa ngakho.
So what was the general consensus from the people that were speaking there?
Yes, still the same that there seems to be more people coming. Like the one of the speakers there is saying actually hall 4, that is one of the biggest halls there, saying was packed. You know,
Yes, it's like it's an open in at the corner, and someone over there, and someone over there. If you've been to the trade fair, uh-huh. you visualize what's going on.
It's been a while.
So they're actually confirming what the general manager is saying.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu, nasi tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika ku Zimbabwe International Trade Fair kuBulawayo uko madzimai mazhinji tiri kunzwa kuti vakapinda pamusangano wegore rino. Trade Fair yakatanga nemusi wemuvhuro uye iri kutarisirwa kuvhurwa zviri pamutemo mangwana nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Uye takaona nezuro General Constantino Chiwenga vachitaurawo kune mimwe misangano yemabhizimisi yanga iri kuitwa ikoko kutrade fair. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa tichionawo kuti pane here zvakadzidzwa nemadzimai zvatingaone zvichapakurirwawo kune mamwe madzimai vasina kukwanisa kuenda kutrade fair. Tinochingamidza vese vari pano pa Studio 7 Facebook page yedu. Tinochingamidza Zodwa Tekla Ntlanga vari kuti fair makadiko. Messi Nyakabawo ari kuti ndiripo ndiri kukapa. Philip Munjaranji and watching from Durban. Dick Nyagomo listening from Inyanga. Justine Adria tukukonai mripano fungai sikereta tukukonai matimi muruku baira kumozambike Brighton Mandire Gerere. And I'm watching you, nice program. Aiwa isusu ndosha tinofarira uyezwe kana muruku ngova kupinda mchirongwa janyai pakanzi shee tuonitaka wanda tia zoka jekwa muri asire gaiti mboenda kune mumwe muzvina bizimisi ari ikoko kutrade fair tinzwe kuti kuri kufamba sei pari zvino.
Ndakatanga kuuya kuno 2006. I remember very well kuti ndine mashetsi angu 6, madresi angu 8, machira angu tofunga ingova 6 cheti. Asi sezvo zvauri kuona kuti stendi yakazara, zvimwe zvichakatozara nemumabhegi. Ndakakurira kuno ndobva ndakatanga kuzivikanwa. Kuuya kutrade fair kunoyawana vanobva mativi mana kwakasiyana siyana. Ende vanhu vese ivavo ndine makastoma izvozvo vari kubva kuBotswana, handiti muriko here, vari kubva kuSouth Africa vati muriko here, vamwe vachoti ndimaitaurwa nai wekuIndonesia izvozvi vati tiri kutouya tichitorawo machira emuno nekuti taona kuti une mamwe machira asiri emuno. Saka ndozvandinoita. Saka ndinotokurudzira zvikuru kunyanya madzimai, usazeze kusvika panonzi kutrade fair ukanzwa zita rekuti trade fair wobva wavhunduka. Ndokwatakakurira vamwe, nhasi kuzivikanwa kudai kuexhibita kwakanaka, unozivikanwa, basa rako rinokura.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna amai Rosemary Vambe video yakagadzirwa iye nemutori wedu wenhau Taurai Shava akange ari ikoko kutrade fair nezuro uyezve nhasi arikozve achititapira nhau dzezviri kuitika ikoko kutrade fair. Toda kutora mukana unowu kuti titi kune avo vari kuteerera ibvai madzvanya pakanzi shee kuitira kuti tione takawanda. Regai timbokuchingamidzai zvakare. Philip Mujaraji tirikukona, Dick Nyagomo hanzi ndiri kuno kuinya Nyanga, Justine Mandrea and listening fungai tukukona muripano sikereta mati muri kubaira Brighton tukukona Elfara Lukala vari kuti tiri pano Kathy Mars hanzi tiri kuno ku Cape Town tiripo vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa ibvai manyora namba dzenyu ipo pano. Hilda Nkomo, sister Hilda, nyorai namba dzenyu tikufonerei. Virginia Mawira ari kuti Gaberone tiri pano, todawo kunzwa kune avo vari ku Gaberone nekumuonya nyama dzimai kuti mupinde muchirongwa. Nekuti manzwa zvataura mai Rosemary Vambe vati ivo madzimai musatyire kure kupinda mune zvemabhizimusi. Vati ivo vakatanga business ravo vane mashetsi mashomanana, asi gore rino vatori nemabhegi 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 avanawo ikoko kutrade fair. Uyezve vati patoriwo nevamwe vari kubva kunyika dzakadai sana Indonesia vati aiwa toda kuti tizowana tichidyidzana nemi. So Saturday I had a business woman speaking from the trade fair saying, you know, retelling how she started. She said she started with a few shirts a few years ago. But this year she says she is, you know, ready to go. She's all fired up and she has bags and bags of merchandise.
Wow,
and she also said actually she has somebody from Indonesia who said they want to come and buy from her. So hopefully that business will go through.
That's very interesting. And for our videos, let us see Tanda Oguti Sibonge in Data Zinda by two Anastasia and Lofong Yospotele Fanex Liubon Lue Lapate Kukuluma Kona. Unkosigazi Ruth Mube, Unkonislalo is at ITF, Unkosigazi Noma Temba and Lovu, Yena Womunyangu Chalimana, Njalo Lo Stella Nkomo, Yena
Haibe kunga so Stella Nkomo, be kungu Ruti Ncube, lono Themba Ndlovu, Themba sizaba labo ecingweni laye uStella Nkomo, obona ngwethulwa kwembiko. Lathi sithande ukwemukela abasilandelayo lapha ebulenjini silo Justice Rupondo kuyatshengisa ukuthi ngempela basibukele abantu lo Mokomotse Prika Ofente lo Connie Mokabok njalo lo Thembekile Mhlanga Mjimba siyubonile ukuthi watching from Joburg ya qhubeka usibukele te lo Alan Chininga lo Conan Tevera lo munye uthi ubukela ekhonale eHarare SBD uEdson Kasokola uthi yena usibukele eMozambique njalo lo Colin lo hayife sengimqambile olenhlanhla ngizoyimqambe kabili yes siqhubekeke lisibukele kuhle ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi hayi asikhulumi nje sikhuluma semoya njalo laba eli sanda kusixhuma kathesi sixoxa ngombukiso weZITF osaqhubeka kobulawayo njalo sizwile ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sefikile ukuthi awuvule ngokusemthethweni kusasa ngolesihlanu kukanti umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Chiwenga yena ubese uvulile nje owamabhizimusi ngamalanga ambalwa edluleyo.
I think we actually have one of our first guests, an exhibitor at the trade fair, Sister Abigail Mulea. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about your organization and what you are exhibiting at the trade fair.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Abigail Mlea.
Mm-hmm.
I am exhibiting under Omuhle Rains Private Limited. Omuhle Rains is an organization that deals with artworks. So if you wenzayo siyadweba imbukiso, siyadweba abantu, inyamazana and anything I client yethu engafisa ukwenza.
Mm-hmm. So before I turn you over to Star, I just wanted to know what has been the response of people that are actually coming to the exhibition from what you can see. How many women are they compared to what you've seen in previous years?
We have quite a number of women.
Mm-hmm.
I think personally, comparing with the previous years, this year we have recorded quite a number of women participating, actually exhibiting at the ZITF. Because check even Gusten set where we are, we have more than 90% of people who are exhibiting are women and very few men there. And most of them, they are into network marketing business and others are selling accessories like products like handbags as well as perfumes and other things.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much. If you can hold on for Star, our guest here speaks in the reality.
Yeah, Mamle, ungasichazela ukuthi abantu bemukela njani lokho elikubukisayo.
Lokhu esikubukisayo so far for our E3 days, lezi ze business days, bekukhanya abantu sibili bekuthakazelela kakhulu. Silabantu abaningi abafikayo kuma stands ethu. Ikakhulu inumber yabantu abakade bevakatshela ibi-increase with ama-days, awe-business days elokhu esondela. Day 1, day 2, day 3 abantu besebebaningi kakhulu. Njalo kukhanya ama-clients akade fika, iningi labo is people who are willing and able ukuthi bethi to do business with us. Njalo babuya labo lama-new ventures, things that they are doing, labo bezithengisa. Ikanti lathi futhi sibathengisela esilakho.
Ye, kodwa khona lokho okudwetshwayo kuyakhanga kakhulu abantu na kumbe abantu bafuna okunye okungayisikho lokho.
Okudwetshwayo abantu abaningi kakhulu nginanzelele ukuthi abantu ngokufika estanding sethu bebengikhona benanzelela ukuthi ama-athletes, izinto abazithakazelela kakhulu. Umuntu uma ezihlalele nje endlini akukho nto ayicabangayo ukuthi ama-athletes ngaba yinto engiyithandayo, but the more umuntu esondele eduze inkhonina zethu yinto ayijabulela kakhulu. Njalo akusikho kodwa ade bebuya bekukhangela, umuntu bebuya mhlawumbe ebizwa libhana any other network marketing business eyenzakalayo ethi lanxa esondela abe sebona nankana ama-paintings laphana ahlasondela eduze. so abantu bekhanya bekuthakazelela kakhulu.
Yeah, hayi kulungile, ungabamba khonapho ecingweni, sizabuyela kuwe njalo ngesikhatshana.
Yebo, ngiyabonga ma.
Yes, she's just explaining how people were very impressed about their works, the artifacts which they are exhibiting at the trade fair.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tanga tiri kutaura isu nevamwe vari ku Zimbabwe International Trade Fair vari kutaura ivo kuti vakawanda ku trade fair panguva yazviri zvino 90% madzimai. Vati ivo kune madzimai ari kuita zve network marketing, kune madzimai zve vari kuita zve maperfume, kune madzimai vari kuita zve kusona nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana, asi vari kuti pari zvino zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka. Saka ndo zvatiri kunzwa ipo panapa. Miss Abigail, I don't know if you're still there because I can still hear you in the background.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. When you have business days, so who is actually coming to visit your stands?
Okay, during our business days, we fortunately, the TTF is making my invitation cards whereby we give to our clients which we as exhibitors have identified to say we would like them to come and visit our stands and see for themselves what we have to offer. And also, kunabanye we just come from the inviting amanye ama companies abanye njalo umuntu yazenzela the decision to say I want to go and visit and look around what people have to offer during business days. So mama ngabantu abachiyeneyo, we have potential clients, we have people who are actually into businesses.
Yes.
Then we have exhibitors. Now, they come and visit Amanyama stands, they will know when they
like. Also, are you also anticipating striking some major deals there? Because I think you were describing that it's a little bit bigger this year.
Yes. Sorry.
Are you hoping to strike some deals with some company?
Yes, definitely. Okwenzakeleyo ikakhulu nabo sizakhulumela ilanga lanamhla ngoba yikho lapho esirecorde khona quite an increase in ama visitors abuyayo ku stand specifically wesethu. Namhlanje sithole ithuba lokukhuluma nabe art gallery lapha kobulawayo, basebesithi khona silethe some of ama pieces ethu kusasa kuyabe kule gallery, kule exhibition specifically for ama artworks. So ukuba sezethe ITF this year kusinike ithuba elokuthi sithi grow in market base yethu njalo lokuthi sikwazi ukuhambisa ama tracks bethu around ama exhibitions eBulawayo. Ninike example ye art gallery eyinye njalo yi Nesbit Castle, bese ngikhona sithola namhla information ukuthi khona silakho njalo ukuhambisa ama pieces ethu Nesbit Castle sometime in November this year, kuzaba le exhibition for ama artworks. So yes, ukuba seze TTF ku increase ngingathi mina sibone I growth in I business yethu nama potential clients.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu. Kodwa libone ngani lizaba huga laba kwamanye amazwe?
Yes, kakhulu. Ngisanika njalo ama examples. Sithole njalo ithuba lokuthi sikhulume lo nkosikazi ovena, ngiyalibala ibizo le inhlanganiso asuka kuyo, kodwa usizo abalunikayo bathi khona they offer free training to abantu abakuma businesses khona eZimbabwe ukuthi bangasizakala kanjani ukuthi bakwazi ukukhulisa imarket yabo bayi-extende bakwazi uku-exporta to even other countries. So ngenxa ye-exhibition esiyithwele ukuphatheka ezeTTF this year, siyenelisile lathi ukuthi sithole i-information enjalo ukwenza ukuthi kusasa singediseke sikwazi uku-increase i-business yet even to other countries.
Ye, lolwazi olubalulekileyo lolo. Kodwa yena ikhampani yenu ye-Omuhle Rains yona ibivele inganani, ibivele isaziwa na, kumbe liyabona ukuthi ngokuyibukisa lapha selikhuphule amathuba okuthi yazakale?
Yes, i-Omuhle Rains yikhampani esungulwe sometime last year njalo ibingakayazakali kakhulu besi-operethele endlini kodwa ngenxa yombukiso lowo esithe saphatheka kwe-ZTF kusincedisile kakhulu ukuthi sibekwazi ukuthi singahamba lathi siye renta i-space somewhere maybe at gallery kumbe somewhere e-town we-identify i-space lapho singabe sibukisa khona abantu bebuya njalo kusincedisile ukuthi khona besikwazi lathi ukuthi izinto esizenzayo ama-attracts ethu we can utilize o-Facebook, o-Twitter, o-Instagram lezinye izinto ezikhona ukuthi sazakale lathi izindawo ezinye indawo.
Ye, uke wakhuluma njalo langabe sifazana abaphatheka kwelombukiso uthe banengi ngempela lokho abakubukisayo ungathini ngakho kwehlukile kakhulu kutshengisa nje ukuthi abantu balethe into ezehlukileyo kumbe yikhona lokho abantu ade bekufuna.
Okay, abesifazana laba into ababuya nazo mbona ukuthi it's interesting bayenza ama-projects amaningi atshiyeneyo okunye mina ebengikuthola izinto engingazaziyo ngizakhuluma kakhulu nginike i-example yokunye okuthiwa ngama-butterfly cups. Ama-butterfly cups lawa akayaziwa kangako eZimbabwe kimi personally ayinto entsha kakhulu ayaziwa kwamanye amazwe ngawokuncedisa kakhulu abesifazana nxa bedlula through i-menstrual cycle yabo endaweni yokusebenzisa ama-pads kulokunye sokuyi-introduciwe kuthiwa ama-butterfly cups awufisa ukwazi kakhulu bangagugla loba bafike khona esitendini ezeTITF bazozisisa njalo amanzi okunye bekuhlangana labomama asebengene kuma-network marketing businesses amanye ngesike sidezwa ngawo kodwa ngenxa yokuphatheka ubasondelela eduze besihamba sisiza ukuthi lathi singancediseka kanjani kukho njalo kuyasinceda ukuthi sibekwazi ukuthi for me ukuthi ngingene kubhizinisi yangikhona kuthatha ukuthi ngenze waphi amanyathela ngakho-ke sisizakele kakhulu.
Ye, hayi siyabonga. Ubambe khonapho ecingweni sizabuya njalo kuwe.
Kulungile, ngiyabonga ma.
Ye, so Miss Abigail Mleya of Omuhle Rains is saying marvelous that their exhibition is very successful because so far they did get some offers to exhibit their artwork, starting with the Bulawayo Art Gallery, so they can exhibit their art there, and also Nesbitt Castle, which will also equip them with the skills of which they need to make their business grow. And interestingly, she says her company started operating from her house.
Wow,
that's
so
small.
she's hoping
that this putting it out there, the exhibition, will really make it grow. And she also tells us that the especially ladies are exhibiting a lot of interesting stuff. For example, she gave an example of butterfly cups. She says there's a company that's exhibiting butterfly cups. That's a new concept.
Yes.
Instead, which women can use when they are in their menstrual cycles, instead of using the sanitary pads. So there are now these butterfly cups. And so if someone wants to know how they work, they can go to the ZIT app and they will see all that. I think that's very interesting, and that will, help the women.
Tanzwa hapo kubva kuna Muzvare Abigail Mulea ve company inonzi Omuhle Rains vari ikoko ku trade fair vari kuti ivo madzimai vakawanda vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiuya kuzoona zviri kuitika ku trade fair asi vari kuti ivo company yavo yakwanisa iyo kuwana atingati aya madiri kana kuti vanyorerana zvibvumirano ne Bulawayo Art Gallery ne Nesbitt Castle uyezve vachange vachivadzidzisa kuti unotengesa sei. Vari kutaurawo zviri kuti pane mamwe madzimai vari kuita chirongwa chezvinonzi butterfly cup, zvinhu zvinokwanisa kushandiswa nemadzimai panguva yavo yekuteera. kuitira kuti vasa shaye nyaye yekushandisa masanitary pads ari kushaikwa munyika saka vari kuti pane zvimwe zvitsva zviri kuitika ikoko ku trade fair saka vari kuda kunzwa nenyaya iyo yema butterfly cups endai ku trade fair kubulawayo munozvionera pamuno sefojika kuti zvii zviri kuitika ikoko.
Mabelasi lapha nyezo kuti ecingweni silo Melissa Siphondlovu ngomunye wababukisayo khona pha e trade fair siyakwamukela kuhlelo Mandlovu.
Njani?
Yes, ikhona wena ungasitshela nje imbali yakho ngamafichane ukuthi ungubani njalo ubukisa njengobani.
Okay, mina ngingoSipho.
Mhm.
Njengabazana onjoko. Thina lapha esikhona efake sibukisa nga esendise we are advocating for health rights of our sex workers.
Mhm.
So we are saying that we are advocating for health rights for all and fairly.
Mm-hmm. Ye, yeah. Ungasichazisela lapho ukuthi nxa usithi ama sex workers utsho bona ngempela abesifazana abathengisa imizimba.
Yes, I think ukuthi nabesifazana bodwa, they are also male sex workers in the industry.
Yeah.
And utsho ukuthi everyone sells sex. So singasigqibi ngokuthi sicabangele ukuthi ama-sex workers ngabantu abomoba ngomama bagqoke izikhethe ezifitshane kuphela but they are people working within us.
Ye, kulungile. Kodwa lawe singathi ungomunye wabo kumbe ulwela amalungelo abo kuphela.
You know what? That I can never disclose, but what I'm saying is we are fighting for the cause, whether I am a sex worker or not a sex worker.
Yeah, kulungile. Ukuthi bakhona enyake ngixoxe labo bevuma. So sifuna ukuba kwazi ukwenzela ukuthi sikhulume kuhle lapha singalahle umlomo. Yeah. So ke bese singena ke edabeni. Bese singena ke edabeni singalo. Kuyini kahle kahle elikubukisayo lapha?
Esikubukisayo ngama health service providers.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeking for safe and health service providers to not discriminate sex workers in our country because we are also human beings. We also want to do everything. So specifically, we want to go to our country and we access our health care services and we want to go to.
Ye, umbiko wenu uqondiswe kubani? Litshela uhulumende ngokwakhe, litshela amapholisa, litshela nje umphakathi.
We are saying this message to everyone that we want free and fair health care services to sex workers despite the work that we do. Sicela sikhiphe njenge-every citizen in Zimbabwe.
Ye, abantu bemukela njani lokho elikutshengisa bavumelana lani balixhasa bathi
abantu people have different views and ama opinions abo athiyene but esikutsho yikuthi we can never change what people think and view about us.
Mm-hmm.
But thina silwela ukuthini can we please be recognized as citizens of this country and fight ukuthi sithole ama-health care services singadiscriminatwa ngenxa yokuthi sithengisa ini ugranti. Sicela lathi nxa siya le-FTI kumbe siyathola ukuthatha amaphilisi ethu sitreate like anybody else in this country.
Ye, isisusa salo umzabalazo yisiphi? Bese bevele bebandlululwa yini abantu abayenza abathengisa ucansi?
Siyesabandlulula into le esiyazakalayo ukuthi khona people who call themselves sex workers but discriminate kakhulu but siyala ukuthi thina yithi ama-cause of STIs or HIV in this country. But we say no, this is not us. Thina we share and fairly agree to safe sex. So sicela ukuthi singadiscriminate, sicela ukuthi njengawonke umuntu nje kuleli ilizwe.
Ye, ngezinye indlela elikutshengisayo lapha imbhalo ekhuthaza abantu, libanikana abantu ukuthi bewamukela umbono umbiko wenu.
Okay, we are distributing free condoms and we are saying we practice safe. And that's why we want ukuthi e-health care service. Isibone njengabantu, besitreate njengabantu, bengasibanzi kuthi. Thina we value our health. Because sithi ukuthi siyafisa ukuthi lathi nxa siya ezibhedlela bengasibanzi kuthi. Besitreate njengawonke umuntu ofisa ukuthi ezoyelatshwa each any disease that they have. Bengasivaleli phandle.
Ye, kulungile, ungabamba khona phecengweni sizaphenduka kuwe njalo sizokubuza omnye umbuzo. Yes, so we have Melissa Siponjovu.
Maybe before we go to what she's saying, just let's take a caller, then we'll drop them and come back to what Melissa said. I was really listening intently because it sounded very interesting. Hello?
Hello?
Makadi, what's his name?
Tiripedu, Makadi.
I watch the Porsche. Do you want to talk to me? I'm zvakatonaka zvakadaro. Ndisisifeitha nawo.
Mupawaenda.
Okay, saka kwakamira sei kublawai muri kuenda here kutrade fair?
Ndanga ndichitoplana kuenda Saturday nekuti ndaisina mari zvangu yekupinda.
Kunoita mari yekupinda?
Ndakanzoti tiketi $5, I'm not so sure kuti chokwadi.
Asi munoona zvirongwa zvakadai setrade fair zvichibatsira here imi semadzimai nyanya?
Ndoona zvichibatsira zvisingai.
Zvinobatsira sei?
Kunodzidziswa zvakasiyana-siyana, especially kana zvakaita wanoita zvemabhizinesi. Kana uriwo mukadzi unoona how to start a business, how to manage a business, zvichingodaro, uchiona kuti vamwe vanozviita sei, vamwe vanozvigona sei zvavanenge vachiita muindustry mo.
Saka pane mabasa emaoko amuri kubata here imi semudzimai?
Inini zvangu hapana zvangu zvandiri kuita.
Asi shuviro yenyu ndeyekudii mune ramangwana?
Shuviro yangu ndiyo yekutiwo ndiite a small business, but mari manje. Capitals yekutanga business ndo inenge ichinetsa zvangu, but yanga iri shuviro yangu yekuti ndiite izvozvo.
Aiwa, pakanaka, tinotenda sisi Faith Move nezuva rakanaka, uyezve tinoshuvira kuti mukwanise kuenda ikoko kutrade fair.
Alright, maita basi.
Bye bye. Star, that was one of our callers. She lives in Bulawayo, but she's saying she would like to go to the trade fair, but it's costing her $5, and right now she doesn't have the money. But let's go back to what our exhibitor was saying, Miss Melissa.
Yes, sibuyele kuwe Mandlovu. Ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
Yeah, okunye njalo ade nithande ukubuza khona ukwenza ukuthi abalaleli bethu belalele bezwe lukonke lokho elikunika abantu. Uthe liya distributor ama condoms lokunye. Lithi abantu yiphi eminye imbiko elinika abantu eliyabela abantu lama condoms la? Lithi bawenzeni? Lithi kwenze njani?
Nxasinika ama-condom sithi practice safe, can we stop the spread of HIV. Ifisa lathi to engage in the 1994 anti yoku-reduce i-HIV and AIDS spread. So yikho sinika ama-condom for free zithini asiwasebenziseningi sizinakakele impilo yethu.
Ye, uphinde wakhuluma olunye njalo udaba ukuthi abantu bacabanga ukuthi abathengisa ucansi ngabesifazana kuphela, bakhona labesilisa. Ungathi baningi yini inhlanganiso yakho yake ibabone abayenza lo msebenzi?
I wouldn't give you the statistics that now because it can be confidential, but engikutshoyo ukuthi masingakhangeli ukubana angani abonke abangomama yibo bodwa abathengisa ucansi. Bakhona abangobaba abathengisa ucansi. Let's not judge. That's what we are saying. Because wonke umuntu uyathengisa, can we treat that as a profession?
Yeah, usithi wonke umuntu uyathengisa ucansi, uchuthi bonke labasezindlini labendile wonke umuntu uyathengisa nje ucansi, utsho baphi la?
Sorry to say that, but what I'm saying is, with Ikwana, you cannot pinpoint a sex worker or the sex worker on Muntu Onje. Like what we're trying to say, do not judge the sex worker or Muntu Okoye in this case. Like most people, they think about Muntu Teng is a fancy. Muntu Menstriti, Bukela, and Teng is a fancy. A sex worker can be anybody, wherever and whenever.
Yeah, hayi kuyezwakala. Ume khona phonza buya la futhi omunye umbuzo usichasisele ukuthi kuhamba njani. Kodwa siyaqala sithathe umlaleli. Si lo mlaleli ubuhle benkosi ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhle. Yeah, ungani ungaphakamisa mbijana ilizwi lakho lingani liyacwila. Usitshele ibizo lakho lonke ngokugcweleyo lokuthi utshayela ucingo ungaphi kwelizwi.
Mina ubuhle benkosi Ncube ngithaya ucingo ngoBulawayo.
Ungasinika umbono wakho ngodaba lolo olusegudini.
Ngicela lingithindela ngisazisisanga kuhle.
Ye, sikhuluma ngombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair osaqhubeka, wena uhambile yini?
Hayi, ngisahamba ngomgqibelo.
Ngomgqibelo ye, yikho lapho kulula khona ngempela viki. Kuyini kahle kahle ufuna ukukubona e-trade fair? Wawutshona uhamba iminyaka yonke kumbe uhamba lo nyaka kumbe swake weqisa?
I think I missed
it. Okuyikho kukuthumayo ukuthi uhambe lo nyaka kuyini?
Hayi, ngifuna ukuyazibonela nje ukuthi kunjani lo nyaka.
Uhamba labobani? Uhamba labantwana labani?
Uhamba labangazi wami.
Yeah, so ngezinye indlela kukhona kahle kahle ufuna ukubona i-trade fair kumbuza bona ingxe ikuyini okukhona. Akukho nje okunye olakho ungayifika e-trade fair othi laphana ngiza kuya kustand lesiyana lalesiyana kumbe hayi uhambela nje ukuyabona konke okukhona.
Hayi, mina ngihambele kakhulu okwesikole nokuthenga okwama-university ababenze ama-post ababelawo nje ngiyabona.
Oh, kwakulama post atshengisayo ukuthi kulokwama university.
Yeye, njengokuthi o-NSD babe le branch yabo labo Khwaphana, o-NSD babe le branch yabo labo Khwaphana. So nxa ufuna ukubuza ngama post ukuthi bandisa njani kuma university, kuba easy njengokuthi NSD isedere but kuyabe sekuseduza.
Oh, ngezinye indlela ufuna ukungena ekolitshini? Kodwa wena ufuna ukuya MSU kuphela kumbule themba lokuthi azabe maningi amakolishi lawa abukisa?
Hayi, azabe maningi wonke aseZimbabwe.
Ah, kuhle. So uhamba uthele wonke ama-certificate? Yes. Hayi, kuhle. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukusiphathisa kuhlelo. Utshone usithinta ecingweni sikhulume la. Yes, that was a listener. She's saying she's going there.
What was she saying?
Yeah, actually she must be a high school graduate because she's saying she wants to see the there are some colleges exhibiting there, like MSU, so she wants to see what the entry requirements are like, how she can get there. So she says she wants to get to college and other colleges there.
Wow,
so,
that's a very interesting.
She's going
take.
There with her friends. Yes, it's quite interesting.
And that's our future right there. But let me also engage. I think Miss Nelisa Ndlovu. She seemed to be saying something very exciting. Miss Ndlovu, are you on the line? Oh, I understand we've lost her.
She
has but
gone.
She
and yes, what I wanted to what I was saying is that she's saying that mostly her message is that people shouldn't judge the sex workers on what they are doing and that they are right or wrong. And she's saying people accuse them and say they are the ones who spread HIV, but she's saying that's not true. Anyone can. And she's saying that they are mostly fighting discrimination because when sex workers go to hospitals with STIs, they discriminate them. Mm. So they just want equal access to health. And so she says they are directing their message to the government that they want equal treatment like everyone else.
Very interesting.
And they are distributing free condoms. Mm-hmm. They're saying they are preaching this gospel of safe sex, and they actually have a stand. They are exhibiting as sex workers.
Very, very
interesting. And she's saying people should take note that when people refer to sex workers, it's not just women.
Says
they are men.
Wow.
Lots of men, too, who are sex workers.
A very interesting view there. But let's also welcome some of our live streamers on our Facebook pages here on VOA. Shona Elfara Lukula, Arikutindiripano, Kathy Maas, Anzi Trikunoku Cape Town, Francisca Dada, Arikutindifoni Ray, Hilda Nkomota Mboku Morisai, Virginia Mawira, Arikutindiripano, Lucia Stella Mabugu, Arikutie Maskati, Anzi Haiti, Maskati Lucia, Judy Seisei, Sheila Mamoyo is saying, Haiti Tema Ave, Maskwira Sei Nebasa, I love your show, love watching you from Gaborone in Botswana. Ibe manyora number zenyu, Sister Sheila Mamoyo, kuitrotiti mupindo wa mchirongwa, Neswot no day we should out in Pindem Chirongwa. Courage in Pala and the Tirukuno Kukapa, Tirukun's way, loud and clear. E kune avo vangava snakun squash torwana sisimeli sandrofu. Vati ivo ikoko ku international trade fair, kune mangwe mangwe masangano arku zizi savanu, ne nyaya zeshi gwereshe pabonde, varkuti ivo vana vafandre kunge vachishora avo vaneta basa re mabasa epabonde. Varikuti zve havasi vega madzimai vanoita mabasa epabonde. Pane varume zve varikuita basa irori repabonde. Varikuti ivo sevanhuwo vanoda kupiwa kodzero dzavo, nekuti vanhu vanovhota vanhu vanobva munyika iyo yeZimbabwe. Saka varikuti ivo vanhu havafanire kuvasarura, nekuti kana varikuita mabasa epabonde havafanire kupiwa kodzero dzakakwana. Ndozvo achitaura isisi Melissa Ndlovu vari ikoko kutrade fair, uko varikuti ivo varikudzidzisa veruzhinji nyanya nezvirwere zvakadai sana STI zvinobatirwa nevanhu pabonde. I was just recapping the star on what Miss Melissa Ndlovu was saying about some of the work that they're doing at the trade fair. But I think we've forgotten about our other guest, Ms. Abigail Mulea. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yes. If you can just maybe give us in brief that as an organization, like you said, you started at your house. How big are you anticipating to get?
Okay, thank you. Tina, if you can, let me almost the rain. We can let business yet to expand. We was the gain a market share and kulu. So we are individuals. I want our sister over to the artworks, lama paintings. About that, the decorator is in him. We see even as far as what is the sithole ama-clients anjengama-hotels abafisa ukuthi sibenzele ama-paintings nama-artworks abazadecorator kuma-lodges nakuma-hotels both locally eZimbabwe and even ku-international market.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, ungasichazela njalo ukuthi iyanceda yini i-company yakho ukuqhatsha abanye abantu. Usebenza labantu abangayi, njalo kuyabanceda labo ukuguqula impilo zabo.
Okay, okwakhathesi ikhampani enguye njengoba ngitshile ukuthi ibe ikhampani esasungulwa, hathi ibingakaqali ukuqhatha abantu. Kodwa in future sikhangelele ukuthi sikwazi lathi uku-employer abanye, especially abantu abakwazi ukwenza into ze-art ikakhulu. Kisa ukuthi khona in future abantu baphatheke bathole employment through Omuhle Rains. Abanye abakwazi ukwenza ama portraits, abanye abakwazi ama sculptures, etc., etc. Njalo sikhangele ukufundisa even abantwana abasakhulayo abakwazi ukudweba, lihle ama talent abo, i-talent labo umntwana lihle likhule sasungula azathi la ephambili akwenzethe professional level.
Ye, kodwa okwamanje khonokho likubukisayo kudwetshwa mbani?
Okwamanje i-artist ithiwa ngu-Andile Khanyisile Mbeye.
Andile Khanyisile
Mbeye.
Hayi, kuhle. Laye usetshengisa lapha ubuciko bakhe. Yeah, that's very interesting. Ngoba la ngokwakhe la uyathuthuka ngakho nje belitshengiswa umsebenzi womuntu oyedwa.
Yes, okwakhathi esitshengisa umsebenzi womuntu oyedwa. Uyatholakala ku-Facebook, ku-Twitter la ku-Instagram.
Oh, yebo. Ngakho ku-Facebook ebulenjini ke litholakala ngapi? Esingathi i-address yangkhona.
I-Omuhle Rains.
Wo ukuthi Omuhle Rains.
Yeah, Omuhle Rains.
Hayi kuhle, sithemba abalaleleyo bazayithekelela ikhasi lenu bebona ukuthi kuyini elikwenzayo.
Yeah, kakhulu.
Yeah, ububambe khonapho siza buya njalo ku. Yes, so the Miss Mulea is saying that they are hoping to grow and do home decor so that they can, not just for homes, but even in lodges, in hotels, so that they also can be asked to come and do that. She hasn't yet hired other people to create employment because they are still growing, but she's saying she's hoping they will employ more people and do home decors and even teach children the art. Very interesting, very powerful there.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tiri kutarisa nezviri kubuda kubva kugungano reZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2018. Tanga tiri kunzwa muzvari Abigail Mulea veOmuhle Rains vachitaura ivo vachiti ivo pari zvino kambani yavo ichiri diki. Asi vari kutarisira kuti mune ramangwana vachangewo vachitora vamwe vanhu, asi chiwiro yavo ndeyekuti ivo vakwanise kunge vachishanda nezvinhu zvakadai semahotera nemaloji, uyezve vari kuti ivo vanoshuwira kuti dai vana vechidiki vadzidziswawo zvinhu zvakadai sekuita zve zvatinoti kupenda nezvimwe zvakadaro, nekuti nyaya iyoyi yezvinhu zvekuita nechekupenda nezvimwe zvakadaro vazhinji vanoitarisira pasi, asi vari kuti ivo pari zvino ndo zvavasvitsa kuInternational Trade So what I found, going back to one of the young callers, I think, you know, it's very interesting that the tertiary education organizations are also exhibiting, and that young lady that came on was, you asked her that, are you carrying your certificates? What did she say?
Yes, she says they will be carrying the certificates with their friends.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just wondering if it's such a, you know, a tedious task to get to the to these institutions that they have to do that, or she just wants to be informed, you know?
I think so. Yeah,
it could be cheaper. She just wants information.
Actually, it's cheaper because some of the institutions might be in Masvingo, in Bindura, and in Mutare. So if they are at the ZIT,
yes,
and you live in Bulawayo, that's the best point to get there.
So she's going there with her friends, so they will be they get equipped with the information. And actually, one of the speakers was from the sound bites we had when we started the show was Sheila Sidambi. She's a businesswoman there. She was actually at the trade fair. We were hoping we'll get her in the show, but she was saying, I'm busy at the trade fair,
yes.
So I will pick the phone when there isn't much noise, but suppose I'm called on to explain something, or I won't be able to come. But they had a business conference, especially for women, to equip them and also to share the information on how they can maximize their businesses and their exhibitions there, which is very important.
Yes, it would have been interesting if we had gotten her, but I know being at the trade fair, sometimes you're trying to close the last deal right there. Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tanga tiri kutaura isu kuti pane vamwe vechidiki vari kuwanikwawo zve vachienda ikoko kutrade fair. Vamwe vati ivo vari kuenda kunoshanyira zvikoro zvichange zviriko, fanike vana MSU veku vana Midland State University nevamwe vekuAfrica University nemamwewo mauniversity kunyika variko ikoko kutrade fair. Saka vechidiki vari kuti aiwa, isusu tichange tichienda ikoko kuti tinonzwa kuti tingapinde sei munzvimbo idzodzi. Star.
Yeah, kusenjalo sizacela elakho elokugcina Mamleya ukuthi uthini ngalokho, ngakho konke lokho ebesixoxa ngakho nje isifingo.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Okokugcina engingakuletha ikakhulu ngokuqondise kubomama yikuthi khona asibonakaleni siphatheka kakhulu ekuhambeni ezeTTF, ngoba mina personally ngibone kuqakathekile kakhulu. Iminyaka le edlule bengihamba ngingumuntu obesiyabuka, kodwa this time around lami ngihambe ngumuntu obesiya exhibitor. Kubomama ngibone ukuhle kakhulu ukuthi lanxa sesifikile laphana ngasihambe.
Ya manje isikhathi asisavumi sesizakuqhuma emoyeni. Hayi sibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lawo.
Thank you so much for having been our guest.
So we'd like to say thank you there to Abigail Mulea of Omuhle Rains. She was exhibiting there. And to also like to say thank you to Melissa Siphondlovu, another exhibitor for sex workers in Bulawayo. And we'll also like to thank everyone who joined us, the listeners. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Let's meet again on Thursday. Bomama, asihluzeni bomama.
Thank you so much to all our Facebookers. Thank you for having live streamed with us and all those that were here, our guests, as Star just mentioned, who joined us here today. Thank you so much. And for those that haven't yet visited the trade fair, please do so. The President, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is expected to officially open the trade fair tomorrow. So until next week, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying good night.